a Cole Spector film. Honeymooner.
My girl done gone now. My girl done gone, oh yeah.
Over a purple background, white hearts break in half and tumble down.
My girl done gone now. My girl done gone, oh yeah.
Gerard Kearns, Al Weaver, Daisy Haggard, Chris Coghill.
I really need you to lead me through.
Montserrat Roy de Puiga, Winnie Misako, Lisa Faulkner.
I wanna know you will be so true. Oh Lord, what have I done? Have I done? Oh Lord.
Written and directed by Cole Spector. A framed photo of a young couple hangs on a bedroom wall. It's daytime, and the man, Fran, is in bed trying to sleep. He puts his head under the pillow to shut out the outside noise when his mobile rings on the bedside table. He picks it up and checks the caller before answering.
Hi.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to sleep.
You can't sleep all day. Come on, get up. We're doing some yoga.
No, thank you.
Come on, you don't love yoga. You feel centered, relaxed.
I just want to be on my own.
You can't be on your own on your wedding day.
Thanks, John.
You know what? I think this is a really good thing that's happened.
What, being dumped?
Yeah, I think that you've got to have faith that the universe is going to look after you.
And what book's that from?
That's Deepak Chopra.
I'm going back to sleep now.
Do you want me to come over there and drag you out of bed?
No.
Because I will.
Seriously?
I'm putting my underpants on now.
Fran hangs up. Later on.
All right, well, I hope your meetings go well, OK?
I'm sure they will.
OK, and watch that sleazy guy at work, please.
I will. So, do some serious thinking while I'm away, OK?
OK, I will.
I mean it, cos you said before you would and you haven't.
I will.
OK. So, will you promise me you'll give me a proper answer when I get back?
Promise. See ya.
Fran's waiting for his mate's girlfriend to leave.
Hey, I feel really great now.
That's all your fault.
What's my fault?
Well, if you and Emma hadn't got engaged, then I wouldn't be getting all these ultimatums.
So proposed to have been engaged doesn't mean anything anyway.
Come on, let's go do some yoga.
Can't we just go to the pub?
No, we'll do some yoga.
I really don't want to, John.
Well, I'm telling you, I need to. Come in my bag.
Less than thrilled, Fran sips his tea. In yoga class, a wooden Buddha sits next to a burning stick of incense.
Remember, and even if you've done this position many times before, I want you to do it this morning with a real enthusiasm, as though you're doing it for the very first time. And try to really enjoy that opening up of your heart. Now, on the next exhale, I want you to push up and open out.
Fran arches his back upside down, but falls back on his mat.
You okay?
No.
What's happened?
It's my back.
Okay, you're gonna be all right. Back bends can be very uncomfortable. Bring your arms over your body. Elbows together. That's it. Relax into the lower back and release the pain. You're gonna be fine. I'll bring you some arnica.
Thanks, John.
It's worth a shot.
No, it wasn't.
At least it's taking your mind off Emma.
Oh, fuck off, Rambo.
John's wearing a headband. In a coffee shop on a Camden Street, a waitress brings a small jug of milk to Ben, a somber-looking young man sitting alone at a table. Fran walks in.
All right. Yeah. You look worse than me, what's up?
Don't mind documentaries on the telly last night.
Oh, fuck, I missed it, sorry.
That's all right. No, I sat down and watched it with Jess, right? And at the end of it, she just turned around to me and went, cool. That was it. Nothing else, just the word cool. Didn't even say that was cool or you're so cool, just cool.
You should definitely chuck her.
My work's important to me, you know that. That was 6 months of my life.
She adores you. She doesn't think everything you do is amazing.
You really are in a bad way, aren't you?
I'm in agony.
Well, why don't you go and see a chiropractor?
Oh, I'm not wasting any more time on quacks and painkillers.
Oh, well, they're clearly doing the trick, aren't they? Look at you, you can barely move.
Maybe I shouldn't be mixing them with antidepressants.
Antidepressants? Why are you taking them?
They just help me take my mind off women and stuff.
How do you mean?
I don't really feel that stuff anymore.
That's fucking awful.
It's a bit of a blessing, to be honest.
Hey, boy. Well, I can see why you guys chose this place.
Why?
Because it's got the best-looking waitresses.
No, that doesn't bother Fran anymore.
Hey, I told you that in confidence.
What?
Nothing.
Tell me.
Hey, it's just a little side effect of the antidepressants that you're taking.
What?
Shut up, Ben.
Well, I thought antidepressants were supposed to make you really horny.
No, I'm only telling you because you shouldn't be on him in the first place.
You're such an arsehole.
All right, I'm an arsehole.
Excuse me. Hi, are you Ben Rose?
Yes, yes,
hi,
I am.
Hi, hi. I saw your show last night and I really liked it. I thought it was really, really good.
Thank you very much.
I thought it was really nice. It wasn't patronising. It was really nice. You spoke to people really nicely. So, yeah, I just wanted to say well done.
Thank you for talking to me so nicely.
And it was really funny as well. That was the best bit. Anyways, really nice to meet you. I thought I'd just come and say hi. So, yeah. Bye.
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 I have to say... I have to say, Fran, I think you are so amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Like, the way that you run your company, just, like, knowing what clothes to import and, like, never ordering too many and never ordering too little. It's, like, just the right amount.
Thanks.
Oh, God, and you're so modest, too. He's so modest.
What can I say?
Oh, no, don't say anything, really.
Ben ruffles Fran's hair.
Love that shit.
Trying to retaliate, Fran hurts his neck. Talking on his mobile, Fran returns home.
I don't know. You know what? I think I'd rather just stay here.
No. Seriously. Yeah. Okay. Bye.
Hi, Fran.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I just wanted to ask you whether you've been aware of me and Eric having a few arguments recently.
No, not really.
He's going to wait to have some time to think, so...
All right, OK. Well, I hope it works out.
Thank you. Yeah. And I'm sorry about you and that girl.
Yeah, well...
You OK?
Not really, no.
I mean, you look like you've pulled something.
Oh, yeah, I did something to my back, but now I think I've pulled something in my neck.
Oh, listen, if you want, I could rub it a bit to try and ease the tension.
No, I think I'll be OK.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm just going to have a hot bath.
That can be nice.
Yeah. So, I'll see you later.
I'll see you later.
The brunette looks disappointed. Fran's walking down a street with John, who's on the phone.
I've just had a Chinese, and we're going for a drink. I'm thinking, yeah. I'm being sincere. I am, look, I'm in the process, OK? I know, but by haranguing me, when I said I would, it's not helping, OK? Look, I do miss you, but, you know, I'm enjoying the chance... I'm not enjoying, I'm just... Look, you know, I'm just using the chance to think... Okay? Of course I do. Yeah, look, it's just difficult, Natalie, because I'm with Fran. You don't have to put the phone down. I'm just saying that you... No, look, you don't have to go. I'm just saying that... I'm trying to explain to you that... Okay, fine. Right, we'll just have a nice meal, and then... I'll call you later, okay? Okay, bye.
Just put her out of misery and marry her.
No, she's doing that whole passive-aggressive pressuring you thing.
Do you really want to be the eternal bachelor and girlfriends till you're 60?
I'm just saying that there are things between me and Natalie that just aren't that great.
You think you can do better than Natalie?
Maybe.
You think there's this amazing Miss Rife yet, man?
Maybe, I don't know.
Well, I'm absolutely certain you will meet Miss Rife.
Yeah?
Yeah. But whether she'll want to go out with you is another matter.
In a busy pub, they watch a couple of girls walk by.
Can you feel that? There's something in the air tonight.
Yeah, it's probably that girl's perfume.
Come on, let's chat them up.
No.
All right, the girl in the brown dress. She's nice.
Yeah, I'm sure she's very nice.
What, you're telling me that you don't find her attractive, no?
Has Ben been talking to you?
What about?
Doesn't matter.
Sorry, did that just go on you?
It's fine.
It went all over you.
Oh, trust me, it's least of my worries.
Yeah, why? What's wrong?
You don't want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I was meant to have got married a couple of days ago, but it didn't work out.
Why?
She changed her mind.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's horrendous.
Yeah, she said me and her, we were on a 95% ride.
She might have had her reason.
What, she wanted perfection?
No, maybe she was just being polite.
Well, I think she's going to regret it.
And why do you think that?
Well, I think she's realized she's made a big mistake.
Okay.
Yep. What?
Nothing.
Say it.
No, I didn't say anything. I don't want to say anything.
You don't know anything about
you. You can see my face is still a little bit cut up about it.
Yeah, I'm getting that.
Unbelievable.
What?
A girl like that. It's the first time I've ever been hit on like that.
We've been hit on before.
Yeah, but a girl like that just starting a conversation.
Oh, well, you're probably right.
Fuck.
Do you want another drink?
No.
Shouldn't you be getting back and ringing Natalie?
A hazy sun shines over the London cityscape. Fran and Ben are strolling along in a park. Ben's kicking a football around.
So what have you been up to anyway?
Not much.
Oh, you're single, you've got 2 weeks paid leave, you should be out every night having fun.
I don't want to have fun, I want to be married.
Oh, God. Have you stopped taking antidepressants?
Yes.
Good, and how do you feel?
How do you think?
Well, it's good to feel bad, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah, it makes you feel alive, apparently.
You must be feeling really alive.
Actually, I'm feeling a little bit.
What?
Oh, do you remember that girl who came up to me in the cafe the other day that wanted to see my documentary?
Oh, the impressionable one who thought you were amazing?
Yes. Now, she's Facebooked me and had a little right.
About what?
She knows everything about me. She's seen everything I've ever done. She knows more about me than I do.
Oh.
And she wants to meet up.
And you said?
I kind of tried to put it off for a little bit, but I don't know, in the end, I kind of like the idea of having a fan.
How old is she?
19.
I'm sure you'll have a very meaningful relationship.
I'm jealous?
No.
A little bit?
No.
It's called rain.
And the forecast is?
Well, it might be beating on Friday.
Have you told Jess?
Not immediately.
Seriously, you shouldn't mess Jess about.
Yes, Dad.
Ben kicks the ball, which goes rolling to a man's feet. The man's wearing dark, skinny jeans and is standing with an attractive blonde. As Fran strolls over, his face falls.
Hiya, Fran. This is,
Danny.
Yeah, sorry, Danny. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Your hair looks nice. Did you go back to George?
Yeah.
He's good. You should stick with him.
I probably will.
Look, I know this is a nightmare, but we will get through it.
Yeah, I hope so.
Well, we should go.
Okay, sure.
It's nice seeing you, Fran.
Yeah, you too.
Look after yourself.
Bye.
Bye.
The couple leave, and Fran walks back to Ben.
That was fucking fast.
Well, these things happen, don't they, mate, so...
It was fucking fast.
All right, it was pretty fast, yeah.
She said, hi, Fran, this is, He said, Danny. She went, oh, sorry, Danny. I mean, she's obviously not that into him. She can't remember his name.
There you go. Take some comfort in that.
I can't believe she moved on so quickly.
Emma was a what, a 7? And you deserve at least an 8.
I'd have been happy with a 7.
You say that now, but it's like when you find a flat that you really like, but then it falls through and you're really gutted, but then the next place you find is even better and you're not gutted anymore.
What about that flat in Tufnell Park you told me not to buy?
The dive.
Yes, the dive. It had a little damp problem, but I could have solved that.
And dry rot.
But you can treat that as well.
For about £40,000?
No, it would have cost £10,000 to treat. I would have made £40,000.
Kidding me?
No.
You should have bought it.
It's night time as Fran returns to his flat. He turns on the light, shuts the door and takes off his coat when someone knocks. He opens up to the brunette, Celine.
I'm sorry to disturb you. I've just had some bad news. Headaches left me.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. You okay?
He gives her an awkward hug, and with a longing sigh, she wraps her arms around him and holds on tight.
Thank you.
Do you want to go in for a coffee?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Look, I'm really sorry, but it starts to hurt my neck a little.
Oh. Is it?
Yeah. I'm really sorry.
Okay. It was probably wrong of me disturbing you so late, but I just wanted to let you know.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear about it. But maybe it's for the best.
Do you think?
He shrugs.
Well, anyway, I'm going to leave you in peace now.
Okay, well, good night.
Good night.
She seems unwilling to go, but eventually turns away and walks off. Fran shuts the door. It's a new day, and the sun's rising over a misty London. A shopkeeper carries boxes of fruit and veg, whilst another rolls open the metal shutters of his delicatessen. Fran's in a clothes store with Jess and Ben, trying on a shirt.
It's nice.
You think?
Yeah, you'd be fighting them off in that.
I'm what, off my airplane?
You do not look like an airline pilot.
I do.
It does, a little bit.
It fits you really well, you're very lucky.
Really?
Yeah, it shows off your proportions.
Hey, there you go.
How much is it? My God.
It's really nice. I think you should get it.
Do you think it makes me like an airline pilot?
No, I think it looks good. It suits you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, then I'll get it.
Hey! Good. When you're ready, come with me to the till.
Thanks.
The sales assistant walks off.
I think she likes you.
No, she doesn't.
She kept telling me how nice she looked.
She's trying to make a sale.
No, well, I was going way above and beyond making a sale.
I'm not asking around.
Why not? She got loose.
No, I'm not convinced.
Really?
Mm-mm.
At the till.
You gonna wear it to go out tonight?
I don't know what I'm doing tonight. What about you? Are you going out?
I'll probably go home. I've been working really hard and starting early tomorrow.
Yeah, all work and no play makes Romina a dull girl.
Why do you say that?
It's an expression.
You're being rude to me.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to be nice.
Well, laughing at me with your friends.
No, it's an English expression.
So sick of your English, so rude all the time.
No, I wasn't. I was trying to be funny.
Yeah. How will you be paying?
Visa.
Here.
I honestly wasn't being rude.
Listen, what are you up to tomorrow night?
I'll probably try and kill myself. Why?
Well, how do you fancy coming round to this rabbi's house for a meal with me?
What rabbi?
Just somebody a mate of mine knows.
Aren't you supposed to be seeing your fan tomorrow night?
Yeah, but that's later.
Are you using this rabbi's as a cover to see this girl?
No, I genuinely thought you'd enjoy yourself.
Why would I want to spend my Friday night hanging out with a rabbi?
Free food, conversation. What else are you going
to
do?
I'll go to some bar.
What? Be around a bunch of young, vibrant, exciting people having a good time?
So rude.
So rude.
At the rabbi's dinner party, salt is shaken over slices of bread.
Okay, so, thank you everyone for coming. It's really nice to see some new faces here tonight. Hopefully it's not just because of my wife Sarah's cooking. And as today is the festival of Tu B'Av, which, for those of you who have no idea what that is sort of a Yiddish Valentine's Day. And so, it's a good time to talk about love and companionship. And, don't panic, the institution of marriage.
Sorry, mate.
Now, as the Torah says, one of the pinnacles of human achievement is to be a creator, like, you know, our own creator. And the best way to achieve a higher purpose is through marriage and having children. That's what we've done.
So why have we never married?
Sorry, what was that, Fran?
All eyes turned to Fran.
I was just wondering, what if you never marry?
It's a good question. What I would say is the basis of marriage is giving, OK? And so, if you were to give in other ways, like, I don't know, voluntary work, teaching little children, helping old ladies to cross the road, you know, you're still fulfilling God's will and keeping him happy, basically.
So there's help here, Fran, is there?
Yeah, I wouldn't give up just yet. If you can find any spare time, what with all the hugely important things that fill your lives these days, like Facebooking.
Fran's got loads of spare time at the moment.
Oh, really? Oh, well, that's great, actually, because my wife, Sarah, she does a lot with a soup kitchen in Camden, so maybe you could get involved with that. Do you know how to make noodle soup?
Yeah, maybe when I'm feeling a bit better.
But do you know what? All happiness comes from pleasing others, and all unhappiness comes from trying to please ourselves. Make sure that we've got your details at the end, OK? Now, enough talk, let's eat. Good Shabbos.
John and Ben giggle as Fran downs wine. At the coffee shop, the pretty waitress serves customers, then collects a glass from Fran and John's table.
It's good.
Thank you. Fran sips a hot drink whilst John examines the food menu.
What's got lower cholesterol? Spanish omelette or the eggs benedict?
Why?
I went to the doctor the other day. He says I've got high blood pressure and high cholesterol.
Well, the eggs benedict is full of cream.
I'm going to ask someone. Don't know what you're talking about. Excuse me. Oh, yeah, sorry. I was just wondering if you could help. Me and my friend were just having a little dispute.
Right.
I was wondering what's got less cholesterol, the Spanish omelette or the eggs benedict, and keep in mind the fact that the Spanish omelette is served with fried potatoes and stuff.
Nikki?
Definitely Spanish omelette.
That's one person's opinion.
Nikki's training to be a nutritionist.
Wow. What are the chances of that?
You'll still probably order the eggs benedict.
No, I won't. I won't.
You will.
I probably will.
So do you guys live around here, then?
Well, Fran just lives in Kentish Town. He's got a really nice flat. I'm just in Camden.
Oh, so you don't tend to share, then?
Are you kidding? We lived together for a year after we moved down. That was enough. Flooded the place once, nearly burnt the flat down twice, and almost caused an electrical fire.
And this is coming from a guy who pays for his groceries and then always leaves them in the shop.
John, that doesn't even compare to anything I've done, because I just keep bringing up stories about you.
That's true.
So how long have you been together?
What was that?
How long have you been together?
We're not a couple.
The women seem surprised.
At what point in the conversation did you think these two guys are probably gay?
It's just the way you are together.
Was it more me or him?
Might have been your concern for cholesterol.
That is a completely reasonable question, and Nikki will tell you that.
Anyway, I think we'd better be going.
My father died at 54, that's all I'm saying.
Sorry to hear that. Good luck.
Fran heaves a sigh.
How humiliating.
You know what, don't worry about it.
Well, you may not worry about it.
That's just two random girls meeting us completely out of context.
Ben appears.
Somebody give me a hug.
Sit down. What's up with you?
Last night, right, went out with Rain. She came back to mine and stayed over, and I don't need to tell you what we did, but afterwards she turned to me and she said that was hot. And I said, try to be funny. I said, hotter than July. And she said, hotter than August. So I said, you don't know the album, do you? Stevie Wonder album. Came out the year I was born. So then I said to her, what year were you born? She goes like this. She said, 1990. She started doing this face. She went, 1990. Turns out she's 17.
Could be worse, I guess.
Yeah, she could be 15.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know. I really like her. I have a really good time with her. She really makes me laugh.
And Jess?
Don't know.
If you're not serious about Jess, you need to tell her.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm starting to get really quite stressed out about it.
Join the club.
John, Ben and Fran are sitting together bare-chested. John's taking Ben's blood pressure.
Just a terrifying vision of us 40 years in the future and happy days retirement. Or...
It's a hard score to beat.
Thanks.
I'll beat it.
I don't think you will.
Bet I will.
What do I get if I win?
Get a prize.
What?
I'll tell you in a bit.
Tell me now.
Just stop stressing me out.
Sorry, mate. 162 over 96. It's not good.
What do I get?
You get to go on a date with one of Jesse's mates.
I don't want to date with one of Jesse's mates.
Oh, seriously, she's got this friend called Yehudith, and I think you should meet her.
Forget.
She's fit. She's 30, she's in marketing, and Jess isn't convinced, but I think she should give it a go.
Why?
You're getting interested now, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
Fran's getting all interested.
Luke, can you stop talking about her?
Fine. But you're going on a date with her?
No, I'm not.
It's a done deal.
No, it's not. I'm not going on a date with Yehudith.
What does diastolic mean?
Nighttime. A woman enters a dingy venue called Monkey Chews and finds Fran sitting at the bar drinking. She seems distinctly unimpressed.
Fran?
Sure.
Interesting choice of venue.
You don't like it?
Wouldn't be my first choice.
So where would you like going out to?
What, normally? Nicer places than this.
So how's your day been?
Bit of a bad day, actually.
How bad?
Don't really feel like talking about it. That's all right. How's your day?
Yeah, it was fun.
God, it seems like the bar staff run a night out.
Yeah, it does get busy here.
What's your point?
Just said it gets really busy here later.
Guarantee you I won't be seeing you later.
Fran stumped.
Excuse me, mum.
He gets up and marches to the toilets, leaving Judith at the bar. In a cubicle, he squeezes himself through a small window and jumps out onto the street. He walks away, then picks up his pace and runs off into the night. Daytime. At home, Fran answers his door to Ben, who hands him a bunch of flowers.
Hi, Cheeky Tops.
It's for me?
Mm-hmm.
You never bought me flowers before.
Yeah, well, it's the first time for everything, and I think people should be able to show their friends just how much they care.
Are you sure you haven't got a crush on the girl in the flower shop?
No. I bought them for you to cheer you up. Now, come here, come on. Let's have a little cuddle. Now then, what are you up to this tonight?
Why?
Well, how would you like to go and see a very exciting gig?
What gig?
Jesse's sisters in this new thrash metal band playing the first gig.
Why on earth would I want to go to that?
Because actually, it's something that I need you to do.
I hope this isn't what I think it is.
Yes, I'm seeing rain. Just give me a bit of an ultimatum, so I just need to sort it out.
Right, well, I think I'm going to give you these flowers back.
No, for you. I want you to keep them.
No, you can't buy me with flowers, Ben.
Oh, I'm trying to buy you. A gesture of love.
Well, I'm not doing it.
Really?
Yes.
Ben refuses to take them back.
Got a tea?
Yes, please.
As Fran goes to the kitchen, Ben pulls something out of his jacket.
Got some DVDs as well.
At the gig, Jess's sister's band's on stage, thrashing out to a moshing crowd. Fran and Jess are standing at the back, watching from the bar. Wearing earplugs, Fran pushes one deeper into his ear. Jess fits in Fran's spare pair of earplugs. The song ends, and Jess's sister does the devil's horns with her hands.
What did you think?
Yeah, they were pretty thrashy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Fran and Jess take a seat.
Did you guys have a difficult childhood?
No, not really. It was pretty normal.
What was sacrificing Dad all about, then?
I guess he did make a lot of sacrifices for us. You ever been in a band?
Not really.
I was sort of in a band once.
Yeah?
Well, I say a band, it was more me and a keyboard wearing a leotard.
What were you called?
I never really got as far as a name. It didn't last that long.
Why?
I had to give the keyboard back.
I think that's by the door splitter, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think that's actually what This Is The End is about. So, would you want to come and see them next time they play?
Who, Scotch? Sure.
Oh, good, because I'd love to see them again.
Yeah. Hey, how about I print up some Scotch T-shirts?
Ah, that's a great idea, maybe red on black.
How about we just get some T-shirts and set them alight for a while?
Oh, that is an even better idea. We could become Scotchers.
Oh, yeah, Scotchers, fantastic.
And will you tell Ben how good they are? Because I don't think he wants to come and see them with me.
Huh?
Yeah, maybe I'm being oversensitive. It's just, it seems really hard to get him out at the moment.
Yeah, he's a busy boy.
Yeah. Anyway, I better head back now.
Do you know what? Hang out for a bit. Catch up with your sister.
Ah, no, I'll call her later. I'm just feeling a bit tired.
Sure.
They head off. Back at Fran's, Ben's pink flowers are standing in a vase, fresh and vibrant, in stark contrast to the messy, neglected flat.
Nothing is permanent in this world. Not even our troubles.
Sitting on the sofa, Fran prepares to take an antidepressant.
What is the use of worrying? It never solved one problem. Or eased one pain.
He washes it down with some wine.
Reality is relative. We create the world we want to live in.
He refills his glass. It's nighttime at the Camden Arms, and a couple of girls walk past John and Fran.
What do these do? What do they do? I mean, see, I take him to church if I can.
So how's Natalie?
We've had terrible arguments. I told her she was breaking my balls and that I needed some serious time to think.
What did she say?
What could she say?
You need to be careful. She doesn't run off with that guy she books with.
Mate, she adores me.
How is it you treat a woman badly? She adores it. Yet you treat a woman nice and she doesn't want to know.
But you've only just worked that out.
You think it's true?
Dunno.
Do you think at some point they'll want to give up the ghost and be with someone who treats them nice? Or will they always be pining for the bastards?
Hold on. Oh, excuse me. Sorry, I'm just trying to escape from my friend because he keeps talking about philosophy to me.
Sounds a bit heavy for a Saturday night.
It certainly is. How you doing? I'm John.
I'm Gabby.
Nice to meet you, Gabby. This is Fran.
So you're the philosopher, then?
I guess.
What are you philosophising about?
The workings of the female...
So, what are you up to tonight, then?
Well, I'm just hanging out. I'll go flute at a new club whistle. Yeah, I'm going to meet some of the DJs there.
What kind of music?
Sort of electro house.
I love electro house.
No, thanks.
Ben brings Fran a drink.
So, how was the gig?
See, I knew you'd love it. Oh, don't push your luck. How's your young friend?
It's okay.
And what have you decided?
Well, you know me, I find it hard to decide what shirt to wear.
But maybe you need to be a man and make a decision.
Mm-hmm. But it's hard.
What, your dick?
God, you really need to meet somebody.
But surely it'll never be the same with Jess after you've cheated on her.
I don't know.
Isn't the point of going out with someone that you give all that stuff up how you end it?
Yes, that's a theory, but sometimes you get curious. Here's this girl. Ben, this is Gabby. Gabby's just invited us to Club Whistle.
Happy days.
Yeah, but don't want to interrupt the boys' night out.
Oh, no, you don't need to worry about that. It's fine.
Well, you might just want to have a wee catch-up with your mates.
No, we know everything about each other.
Is that right?
Yeah, and I can assure you that we're not gay.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, they've both got girlfriends.
Right.
Yeah, we're all really girl-friendly here.
Well, my friends are at the bar.
Excellent. Lovely.
What the fuck?
Come on, she's not really very you.
Yeah, what's that to you?
Can you honestly see yourself going out with a yo-yo like
that? Yeah, why not?
You don't even know what a lecture house is.
You completely fucked that up.
How many girlfriends do you need?
No, just because Emma left you for some other guy doesn't mean you can go and fuck it up for the rest of us.
Emma didn't leave me for some other guy.
John.
What? But did Emma know this guy before we split up?
Yeah, I suppose so.
For how long?
Doesn't matter.
How long?
A couple of months.
And you knew about it?
Yeah.
And you?
Yeah,
but only just before you split up.
And you didn't bother to tell me?
Wouldn't have made a difference.
In your opinion?
No, in her opinion. Mate, it was over.
Fran.
Leave me alone.
Fran.
Fran, come back.
Fran storms off and Ben turns to John.
Dick.
Sorry. Slipped out.
Returning home, Fran finds a small box in the hallway outside his flat. He picks it up curiously, then enters the apartment. His mobile rings, and he takes the call whilst checking the box's contents, finding a little chocolate muffin topped with a Spanish flag.
Hi. I'm really not in the mood.
I think you should join us.
I can't take any more blind dates, Jess.
No more blind dates. They've all got boyfriends.
Well, why can't you ask Ben?
Oh, he's going to Leeds tomorrow. Come, please.
You know what? Another night.
But I want to tell you something.
What?
I'm not going to tell you now. You've got to come and meet us.
Why can't you tell me now?
He heaves a weary sigh. At Monkey Chew's.
Hi.
Hey, where have you been? The place is gone.
Don't tell me that, Mum. What is it you wanted to tell me?
What?
I don't know. You tell me. You wanted to tell me something.
Oh, yeah. I think you should stop being sad.
He stares as she nods with a smile.
Well, I'll try.
But if that doesn't work, then you can always try hypnotherapy.
Yeah? I'll call Paul McKenna then.
Yeah, if you just think happy, then you'll be happy. I'm going to get us a drink. You're going to love this. Hi, can I get 2 more black monks, please? Thank you.
What's a black monk?
You're just about to find out. So do you think that Ben's happy?
Ben is one of the most dissatisfied people I know.
Has he changed at all since he met me?
What do I know?
Say no, then.
I didn't say that.
I don't know if he misses me when he's away.
I'm sure he misses you.
Oh, actually, if he even really likes me.
Well, what do you think?
What do you think?
What does he tell you?
Oh, yeah, he says stuff, but it's Ben, isn't it?
Well, this is between you two. Ask him.
I know. We were supposed to spend last weekend together, but he cancelled on me.
He's busy all the time, though, isn't he?
I know, I just think that if two people like each other, they see each other. They don't make excuses.
Sometimes things come up.
Oh, it's sweet how you guys stick together, but I just want to know what he feels about me.
It's obvious he really likes you. He's just a complicated person.
They're black monks.
Down it in one.
They knock back the dark liquor.
Why do you think he doesn't like me?
Oh, this is getting stupid.
I'm stupid for asking.
No, you're not stupid.
So why do you think he doesn't like me then?
I don't know anything.
We're both in the same boat, you and me.
How's that?
Dejected.
They stare at each other.
I'm going to get us another drink.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh, shut up.
No, seriously, you don't need another drink.
Yes, I do, and so do you.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, so no. Do you.
OK, yeah. I'm going to put you in a cab now.
Oh, are you now?
Yeah.
Fran and Jess are in the back of a cab.
You're always this boring.
Most of the time, yeah.
Dragging me away from a bar at 10:30.
You'll thank me tomorrow.
No, I will not. I will never thank you.
Well, I'm sorry for being so boring.
I think you should start to be less boring.
I think it's probably too late.
Yeah, you're probably right, but you never know. Maybe you should try a parachute jump or something.
Is that before or after the hypnotherapy?
After, I think.
I think I'll have a few problems landing if I'm hypnotised.
Unless you landed in a tree.
Yeah, I doubt that would happen.
Oh. I think you'd be lucky and you'd be safe.
Well, I suspect otherwise.
Do you know what?
what?
Only good things are going to happen to you.
You reckon?
I know they are. You're going to be fine.
Hmm.
You are.
She leans closer and kisses him. He seems taken aback, but responds to her kiss. The driver looks at them in his rearview mirror.
Excuse me. Where on Howitt do you want?
Anywhere here is great, actually. Yeah. Let's just keep this to ourselves, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
She gives him an awkward look, then quickly climbs out of the cab.
Burley Street now, is it?
Yeah.
As the cab pulls away, Jess walks to her building without looking back. Fran watches her for a moment, then faces forward and allows himself a faint smile. The taxi drives on through the rainy night. In the pitch darkness of Fran's bedroom, Fran wakes up. He turns on his bedside lamp and reaches on the floor for his phone. He lies back and checks the message. It reads, "Thanks for tonight, Jess," and two kisses. He plonks the phone on the bedside table and turns off the light. It's daytime, and double-decker buses cruise amongst the London traffic. People walk the streets, going about their business. In a cafe, Fran's sitting alone at a table when a waitress approaches him.
Have you decided yet?
Yeah, could you tell me what soup de jour is, please?
Hold on a minute, I'll just go and find out. It's my first day.
The young waitress steps away, then returns to his table.
Apparently soup de jour is soup of the day. Would you like one?
Could you give me another minute, please?
Yeah, sure.
Thanks.
Fran can't suppress a smile. He reaches for his mobile and makes a call to Ben.
Hi.
Hi.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
You in late?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Going fine.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'll just see what you're doing when you get back.
Gonna be busy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Let's speak tomorrow then, see how you're doing.
Okay.
Right then.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Fuck.
Alarmed, Fran makes another call. He waits with the phone pressed to his ear. He hangs up, looking deeply worried. Making his way down the street, Fran reaches the shop front and knocks on the glass door. Jess interrupts what she's doing and opens up.
Hey, what are you doing here?
I wanted to ask you something.
Can you come back in an hour?
I want to ask you now.
What?
Well, you told Ben.
What?
You know about us.
Why do you think that?
Because I spoke to him in ours.
I didn't mean to tell him anything.
But obviously you did.
Look, can we talk about this later?
I just wanted to know why you told him.
Because when I called you, I was feeling really down about me and Ben.
Yeah.
And then when I was with you, I felt a lot better.
Right.
Yeah, so I just wanted to be really honest with Ben about it all.
Because
I didn't want to keep anything from him because I really, really like him.
So you aren't planning on staying with Ben?
Of course.
That was me thinking.
What?
Doesn't matter.
This isn't easy, you know.
No, it's not. You're right.
He He gives her a curt smile and strides off. She shuts the door and leans on a counter, putting her face in her hands. The rabbi is trying to make a phone call.
Sarah? Sarah, is this an O or a 6? I can never read your writing.
It's an O.
That's an O. Okay.
That's an O.
O, 5.
At home, Fran ignores his ringing phone. He knocks back a pill with a sip of red wine. The rabbi leaves a message.
Hi, Fran, it's Rabbi Sander here. Just to remind you that if you're still interested, the Camden Centre for Homeless People would love some assistance anytime this week. Okay, let me know what you think. Bye. Okay.
Rabbi Sander hangs up and smiles at his wife. Fran glugs from his wine glass when a knock at the door surprises him. He picks up a remote and turns down the music before going to the door.
Yeah?
It's me, Celine.
He opens up.
Hi, I just wanted to see you got the cakes, okay?
Yeah, I've only had a couple so far, but they're really nice. How are you?
Oh, don't worry about me. I'm feeling a lot better.
Yeah?
I was just walking around my place tonight and I thought, you know, this might be a really good thing that's happened. And I started to feel really positive.
That's great.
So, I'm sorry to have burdened you with all that before.
Oh, don't worry about it.
You were so lovely to me.
But I didn't do anything.
Oh, you did. You were so kind to me.
No, honestly, I was just being neighborly.
It was more than that. And I wanted to say thank you.
Well, honestly, the cakes were enough.
Really?
Yeah, you really don't have to.
But I want to.
I don't think that's such a good idea.
She tries kissing him, but he pulls away, leaving her confused.
I thought there was something between us.
I'm sorry.
I feel so stupid.
No. It's difficult, all this stuff.
Who am I trying to kid? An attractive 42-year-old woman.
Who says you're unattractive?
Obviously you do.
No, I didn't. Just because we both happen to be single doesn't mean we're right for each other. You need someone who really appreciates you.
They're hard to find.
You'll find one.
Will I?
Yeah. You just need to go out with your friends more.
Oh, my friends are either married or divorced and going through breakdowns.
Well, I think you need to have a little more faith.
I'm just being realistic.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be realistic.
I better go back up.
You know I'm here if you need anything. And you know what, Celine? I think we're a lot stronger than we think, you know.
She takes in his words, which seem to soften the blow.
Good night.
She turns away sadly and walks off. Fran shuts the door after her. Steam rises from London buildings silhouetted in the morning sky. Fran walks up to a house on a residential street. Ben lets him into his place.
I was just in the area, so I thought I'd drop by.
Cool.
Are you working from home?
Yep.
The flat's filled with boxes. Ben stands with his arms crossed.
Well, I just thought I'd try and clear the air.
Go on then, give it a go.
I'm really sorry about what happened. I should have thought through more at the time. It was just one of those...
I know I was off seeing rain, right, but I just think it was pretty low, you getting Jess pissed and then making a move on us.
Is that what she said?
Yeah.
She really said that?
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got to tell you, I was pretty shocked, mate.
Are you and Jess still together?
Yeah.
You still cheating on her with rain?
No. And anyway, that actually hasn't got anything to do with what you did.
It's not quite like, do you know what I mean? It's not quite like...
I know that you're having a hard time, right? But... I just didn't think that you'd do that. Not to me, anyway.
It's more complicated than that.
And I know that Jess felt sorry for you, but you've got to stop playing on other people's pity. It's pathetic.
Fran's lost for words.
Right. Anyway, are you moving out, or...?
No, the Jess's.
Yeah?
Yeah, she's got to get out of the flat by the end of the month, so I said she could move in here.
For a while, or...?
She's moving in, mate.
So I guess you guys are pretty happy, then?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, so hopefully we can put this behind us.
I just think it'd be better if we don't see each other for a little bit.
Why?
You know why. Just give it a bit of time.
Okay. You gonna be okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Good.
With a sigh, Fran shows himself out, as a sulking Ben stays put. Sitting in a cafe, John looks over the shoulder of a brunette tucking into her meal at the next table.
Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. What's that?
Oh, vanilla and beetroot salad.
Nice. Is it good?
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, I know a funny story about beetroot and fennel salad.
A funny story about fennel and beetroot salad?
Mm-hmm. Although, actually, it's probably not best to tell you why you're still eating it, because it might put you off.
Yeah, actually, I don't think I need to know.
Sorry, I'm a bit late. It's fine. You're from France?
Yeah, I'll let you get back to your friend.
Oh, it's fine. He's all right, because I went to Paris.
Yeah, anyway, I need to finish my salad.
Right.
She wasn't interested.
Like Jess.
Can I just say what happened with Jess was absolutely not like she said?
So what, you got in the back of a taxi together and what, prayed?
No, it was completely the other way around. She was really drunk and made a move on me.
Did she rape you?
No.
Do you want me to call rape crisis?
It didn't happen the way she said it did.
You kissed a friend's girl in the back of a car. It's not great.
I thought I liked her, it was stupid.
Of course it was stupid.
Well, apparently he's very happy now, so I seem to have done him a favour.
He's not particularly happy.
No?
No, I only think it's with Jess because the 17-year-old lost interest in him.
So why are you giving me such a hard time?
I don't know. I'm a bit freaked out because Natalie's back tomorrow.
What have you decided to do?
I'll probably end up proposing.
Really? You don't seem very convinced.
I know.
Shouldn't you be more convinced?
I thought you were the big one for compromise.
What, and be like Ben?
Well, I don't know. What else am I going to do?
Try and buy some more time.
My time's run out.
Maybe you shouldn't marry her.
Right, I've got to get back.
Do you want to meet up later?
I can't. I'm meeting Ben and Jess.
Right.
Look, I'll call you tomorrow, though.
Good luck.
Thanks. Keep the paper.
John leaves, walking past a young couple sharing a loving kiss at their table. Fran watches them, then turns away dejectedly. Nighttime at the Camden Arms. Fran and Celine are side by side checking out the clientele.
So who do you like?
No one.
Oh, come on, there must be someone.
You tell me who you like.
Me? I'm fine.
Come on, you tell me who you like and then you can fix me up.
Okay, her over there, she's nice.
The blonde one?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you doing?
I'm going to bring her over.
No, forget it.
Wait here.
No, Celine.
Julie.
Please, Celine.
Where'd you go?
Got to go to Angel.
Oh, that's really
absolutely nice.
Excuse me?
Hi. I'm sorry for disturbing you, but I've got a really lovely friend with me who has seen you and was wondering whether you'd like to come over and say hi.
Why can't they come over themselves?
Because he's a bit shy.
Who is it?
Him over there?
Mortified, Fran avoids their gaze.
All right, you only look one.
Oh, that's great. So, what's your name?
Dima.
Dima. My friend is called Fran.
Fran?
Yeah.
They walk up to him.
All righty, so Fran, this is Dima. Dima, this is Fran.
Fran forces a smile.
So, what brings you here tonight?
My friend.
You're from Manchester, aren't you?
Yeah.
I've got a couple of friends from Manchester.
All right.
From Salford.
Right.
Do you know Salford?
Yeah, I do.
Fran throws a look at Celine.
You are pretty shy, aren't you?
Yeah, sorry.
He sucks on the straw of his drink, creating yet another awkward silence.
Well, I best be getting back.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
Wasn't her?
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't. It was her.
You nodded at her.
I pointed to her.
But what are you talking about? You nodded right at her.
No, that's what you thought.
I thought she seemed very nice.
I'm sure she's very nice.
So?
So do you want me to fix you with some random bloke?
I am with a random bloke.
She seems thoroughly annoyed. Rain pours over London, and Fran's helping out at the Camden soup kitchen. As he busies himself peeling carrots, a pretty black woman with afro hair approaches him.
Ben?
Yeah?
Ben and Jones, were in the same class.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
What's her name?
Seema. Yeah, I haven't seen you since you were like 11.
It's so funny, I was just talking about you the other day.
Yeah, why?
I'm not saying.
Oh, you can't not tell me.
Oh, right, okay, we were talking about people that we had our first crushes on.
And? No way. I had no idea.
Yeah, I always was good at playing it cool.
Yeah, possibly a little too cool.
Yeah. Might explain the patchy state of my love life, actually.
What, you mean someone like you hasn't been snapped up already?
Yeah, it's hard to believe, isn't it? Although, I nearly did get married last year.
Yeah, what happened?
Changed my mind.
Why?
Just wasn't feeling it.
Didn't you feel bad about doing that to him?
Yeah, well, obviously, but I didn't love him and he deserved much better.
Sure you're not just telling yourself that?
Well, he is married to someone else now.
Just like that?
Just like that. Wild questions?
Because I was meant to have got married recently, but she changed her mind.
Oh, that's got to be hard.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Anyway, I should probably go and load up that van outside.
Do you fancy meeting up for a drink or something to eat sometime?
Well, how recently were you meant to have got married?
Recently.
Like when?
9 days ago.
Oh, yeah, probably best not.
No?
No. But thanks.
Yeah.
Hey.
See ya.
She walks off, and he stares after her with a slight sparkle in his eye. At home, Fran's sitting by a window and playing the guitar, gazing out over a sunny day. He puts down the guitar and goes to answer the intercom.
Yeah? Oh, hold on just 1 minute.
He opens the door to Jess.
Hi.
Hey. How are you?
I'm good. What about you?
You know, things aren't going so well with me and Ben, so...
No. What's the problem?
I don't think it helps that I've got feelings for someone else.
Who?
You.
Okay, well, listen, I think it's probably better if you sort it out with Ben.
Well, what about you?
I think you're only here because you're going through a bad patch with him. It's not about me. Sorry. Just hold on. Hey.
Fran.
Yeah?
Yeah, can you come and meet me, please? I'm in the arms.
Yeah, what's up?
Can you just come over now?
I'll be there in 10.
Thanks.
All right. I've got to go and see Johnny. Doesn't sound too great.
Oh.
Listen, I'm really sorry, but maybe it's a good thing you're not getting on very well.
Why?
Well, maybe you can sort things out properly and move on.
Yeah?
Yeah. Take care.
Right.
I'll see you.
He shuts the door on her. Through the frosted glass, her figure lingers for a moment before turning away and leaving. Fran arrives at the pub, finding John leaning at the bar, his tearful face resting in his hand. Fran sits next to him.
What's wrong? I went to see Natalie to ask her to marry me and she said no. She said she didn't want to be with someone who she had to constantly cajole into marrying her. And how this prick at work adores her and he wouldn't think twice about marrying her.
And what did you say?
I just begged her. And she just said no, that she'd already made up her mind to be with this guy.
I'm really sorry.
Mate, what should I do?
I don't think there's much you can do. It's probably best just to move on.
I don't want to move on.
Yeah, but maybe she's right. Maybe if you don't want her, she should be with someone who does.
All right, you have to rub it in. Mate, I just feel terrible. I'm such an idiot.
But the universe will look after you.
Oh, shut up.
Maybe it'll be good to spend some time on your own.
Are you kidding? That's the... can't think of anything I'd like to do less.
And you'll feel better.
Will I?
Yes.
When?
I don't know. Come here. Come here.
Fran pulls him in for a hug, and John cries on his shoulder. Whilst John sobs inconsolably, a smile appears on Fran's face. John keeps crying and Fran keeps smiling, lost in his personal reverie. At home, John makes his bed.
I saw it written and I saw it say, Bingo Moon is on his way.
He shakes the duvet and spreads it out over the bed. He opens some blinds, letting light into the flat. He clears some glasses from the mantelpiece and removes a strip of photo booth pictures of him and Emma tucked in the corner of a mirror. Meanwhile, at his flat, John lowers the blinds, plunging the place into darkness. He climbs into bed and pulls the duvet over his face. Ben and Jess are sitting at a table outside a cafe, him reading the paper and her reading a magazine. He stares at a waitress clearing a table and gives her a discreet smile. Jess clocks his roving eye but remains silent. Fran removes the framed photograph of him and Emma from his bedroom wall. Standing by the back door, phone in hand, he thinks to himself, hesitating. Finally, he makes a call.
Hi, it's Fran. Yeah, how are you?
He steps out into his garden.
I'm just in my house.
Chatting away, he strolls around and kicks at the autumn leaves covering the ground. Waiting outside a tube station, he smiles as Seema walks up the steps towards him.
Yeah.
he greets her with a peck on the cheek, and they wander off together.